You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A group of Kentucky EMTs rudely awakened by an axe-wielding woman. Around 1 a.m., emergency workers jump into action, subduing Kelly Boggs when she smashes through the station's glass door with her weapon. The EMTs hold the woman at gunpoint until cops arrive, but then an injured man is found behind the EMS station.
Nancy Boggs began her attack with the man who has not been identified by police. It's unknown if or how Boggs knew the victim. Boggs seriously injured the man's face, but there has been no word on his status in the hospital. After Boggs was taken into custody, the man was found in a ditch nearby. Boggs is now being held at Kentucky's Carter County Detention Center.
Boggs, 44, charged with assault and criminal mischief. Kelly Renee Medina, 26, makes dinner plans with a 61-year-old man she meets on a sugar daddy dating site. The two go their separate ways after dinner, but around 2:30 a.m., Medina shows up unannounced in the man's house. She demands $2,000. He says no. She freaks out and destroys a flat-screen TV, an entertainment system, a painting, and the walls. She then pours laundry detergent over the man's head, burning his eyes and blinding him. Medina takes the man's iPhone, passport, a surveillance camera, and a hairdryer before taking off. The victim crawls outside yelling for help. Kelly Renee Medina, 26, now charged with robbery. Well, that was some first date. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We began in West Virginia as authorities there say a prisoner whose young daughter has been missing for over 2 years has been charged with murder, among other offenses. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Shannon Patrick Overstreet was indicted by a grand jury in Cabell County on Friday. This according to a news release from Huntington Police. Overstreet was charged with murder, child abuse, related death of a child by a parent, and concealment of a deceased human body. The statement added that detectives gathered information showing Overstreet was accountable for Angel Nicole Overstreet's death, as well as for hiding and discarding her remains. The girl was last seen in May 2021 when she was 3 months old. Following her abduction, the FBI, State Police, U.S. Marshal Service, Huntington Police Department, and other agencies from West Virginia and Kentucky launched an investigation. After pleading guilty to the charges of intentional injury and forgery in connection with hitting his mother in the head, signing her name on a check, and cashing it, Overstreet is currently serving a 2-to-10-year sentence at the Huttonsville Correctional Center. Our friends with the Herald Dispatch newspaper have reported that these acts occurred in the same month that his daughter was last seen. In May 2021, police appealed the public for assistance in locating the baby. After inquiring with Overstreet about custody concerns in Kentucky, West Virginia Child Protective Services reported the girl missing.
Overstreet informed Child Protective Services at the time of his daughter's disappearance that he had given the girl to agency personnel 2 weeks before, but detectives were unable to confirm a custody exchange. An Alabama woman has entered a guilty plea for her part in the 2019 death of a man whose body was discovered packed inside a barrel after having been beaten with a baseball bat. Blount County District Attorney Pamela Casey says that 40-year-old Sarah Burgess Moore of Bluntsville pled guilty to a charge of felony murder in the death of Adam Beard. It was on September 3, 2019, that the decomposing body of the 35-year-old father of six was discovered 3 days after he was reported missing. According to our friends with AL.com, Beard was found dead from beatings and wrapped in plastic inside a barrel behind Moore's trailer near Bluntsville, about 50 miles north of Birmingham. 3 recent homicides of homeless men have been linked to a Los Angeles man already held in connection with another shooting investigation. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
33-year-old Jared Joseph Powell was identified as a suspect in the 3 homicides by Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore. This after detectives concluded a pistol seized in a vehicle he was driving when he was arrested earlier was linked to the shootings. Powell was taken into custody this week by Los Angeles sheriff's officers in connection with the shooting death and robbery of a 42-year-old man who was returning home to his San Dimas neighborhood, located around 30 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. One day prior to the announcement, Los Angeles police had said they were looking for a suspect in the shooting deaths of 3 homeless males and had advised the homeless population not to sleep by themselves for their own safety. All three shootings happened in the early morning hours, either as the victims were getting ready for bed or while they were sleeping.
A federal tally from 2022 indicates that more than 1 in 5 of all homeless people in the country reside in Los Angeles County.
Thanks, John. Bryce Borka, 23, celebrates Halloween with friends, then gets dropped off by a Lyft driver about 2 miles from his Minnesota apartment. He tells his friends he's walking home, but he never makes it. Evidence shows him walking in the opposite direction of his apartment. Bryce later FaceTimes friends saying he didn't know where he was and his phone had only 2% charge. The call ends abruptly. That's the last known contact with Bryce since 2020. His family offering a $30,000 reward for information. If you have info on Bryce Borka, contact Eagan PD 651-675-5706. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.